Well, because Sinatra.
Lady in Red. Samuel Lady. Okay, I'm going.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a post-St. Patrick's Day name, image, likeness podcast episode. My name is Wheeler Fleming.
And I'm Chrissy, and we serve on the NIL team at VictoryFi. VictoryFi offers software built by Wheeler and our team that monitors NIL compliance and education. And we also have a platform for student athletes to create their own merch in the moment. Our framework platform partners with athletic departments to teach student athletes how to manage money earned through NIL and how to navigate the NIL world. Our Nilly.io platform is the easiest way to NIL. It allows student athletes to build their own custom merchandise. So you can check that out at NILLIE.io.
That's right. Nilly.io, NILLIE.io. And I particularly love the merch in the moment tagline right there, because that is exactly what we're trying to accomplish with all this, right? Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
So with this platform, this is the only platform out there where student athletes can actually build their own merchandise at any time at no cost to them. And we actually just did something with the Grambling State softball team. I'm sure everyone has seen that famous TikTok,
Ball in the Dirt.
And so they created some shirts after that to kind of monetize that big moment. They got this recognition and they're able to do that. So that's been really cool. We love when athletes kind of take advantage of that. So that's creating merch in the moment.
That's right. It's really cool. Yeah, not just in athletes, but also collectives, right? So instead of, you know, there's other people out there that people are partnering with, but you lose control over what you're allowed to upload in the storefront. You don't have that. Maybe on a weekend, something cool happens. You want to release something and actually monetize in the moment, but it may be St. Patrick's Day where they're from.
Yes.
And they may not be available, as we were not this whole weekend.
No, right? We took the weekend off. This is like the only thing we're doing this weekend. And who did we see at the parade?
Okay, so this is cool. We saw the notorious, the Irishman, Conor McGregor. So Conor McGregor was in Savannah. He would marched in the St. Patrick's Day parade. We actually set up a tent along the parade route. We got there really early. Mm-hmm. I'll let you go into the details of that. But great hustle. We snagged an awesome spot and we got to see Conor McGregor and everybody else, of course.
Yes. I mean, it was 2 days ago and I'm still so tired. We wake up at 4 a.m. to get a spot. It is a blast. It's super competitive. They closed down the squares in Savannah all night. And then along the parade route in the morning, you can go set up your tent. And there's certain squares that everybody wants to be in. We were in Lafayette Square.
Right next to the cathedral.
Right next to the cathedral. And it was so much fun. And we got like one of the last spots around the square. And then at 6 a.m., they yell, run. And then all of these adults run into the square with their tents and all of your tailgate equipment. You set up really quick. And then you just sit there and you drink until the parade starts at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
it's a time.
It is the time to be in Savannah. There's never really a bad time to be here.
But it's one of the best.
A particularly great one. Yeah, it's like Christmas.
Yes.
So what else were you celebrating? What happened this past week?
Well, we are looking forward to hosting our second Girl Scout NIL deal with of our Nilly athletes.
That's the same premise. It's just it's popular. Cool.
Yes. Yeah. So this is what we had done before. This Nilly is offered to 4 student athletes. They're kind of across the country. We've got Isabella McCullough, a lacrosse player from Longwood University, a Nilly athlete. Natalia Balls, a soccer player from a soccer player from Azusa Pacific University, also Nilly athlete. Owen Meister, who y'all have heard on the podcast before, a football player from Lincoln University. And Dior Nicholson, a thrower from Grambling State University, as well a Nilly athlete. And these athletes will lead Girl Scouts in warmups and cool downs, and then answer questions about being a student athlete. And by completing this workshop, the Girl Scouts who are in this are going to earn sports-related badges. We're so excited.
That is really cool. First off, it's really cool seeing Bella get going. She was one of our original Nilly athletes. She's an awesome goalie, and she's done some work with the national team, I think, of Mexico. Mm-hmm. So she's a really cool kind of standout player we've had. And again, it's cool seeing Natalia get involved. We love Dior, the throw goddess, and of course, Omeister. He's just funny. He's just been itching to get a deal done. He's so deserved for him.
Yes.
So,
they are all wonderful.
Yeah, that's super cool. Obviously, we love our Nilly athletes. They're the best in the world. I just think this is cool. Like, not only it's the repeat, right? So the first time you want to see something successful, we literally made this up. We tried something entirely new and it caught on. And this is the second time we're running at it. Mm-hmm. And people are signing up. It's cool. We're teaching these kids these really great lessons about sports. We're inspiring youth. And the athletes are the ones doing it, mm-hmm. right? We're just trying to put it all together. So awesome announcements.
Yes. Yes. So cool. We also tuned in this past week to hear the big announcement from the Icon 1901 Collective and G-Men Nation from Grambling State about their initiative to raise $1 million for NIL opportunities for members of the Grambling State football team. And they're also working with athletes from various sports at Grambling and from athletes from other schools as well. But this $1 million campaign is specifically for football.
Yeah. So this $1 million campaign is looking to create marketing, influencer, and promotional deals for the collective and for the athletes. We sat in on the announcement. It was live over YouTube. And the collective leadership called on alumni, fans, local businesses to initiate NIL deals with them and with their student athletes. So it was really cool kind of seeing that live announcement. I think YouTube was a great platform for mm-hmm. that, just to kind of get things out. The stream went like very smoothly. Once everybody got on, mm-hmm. there was a lot going. It was a lot of fun too to mm-hmm. kind of keep up with it.
Yeah, we were shouting people out in the chat. It was fun.
It was really cool. So once everything's rolling, the breakdown for the football team goes like this. So this is on a per semester basis. And what they're doing is they're raising the money for the athletes, right? So their goal is to get $1 million and it's going to be divvied up like this. On offense, 22 players, they're divvying up out of the $1 million, $180K. On special teams, there's going to be 3 players at $18K, so about $6,000 a piece per semester. On defense, 22 players, $170K. The remaining scholarship, 16 players, are going to split up $50,000. A discretionary NIL funding for offense and defense, just kind of do what you want funds, $10K. Admin processing fee capped at 15%, $72K, just kind of get things rolling and manage everything. Mm-hmm. For a total of $500K per semester.
So cool.
Or $1 million for the year. So
yes.
This is a really unique way to approach it. I mean, I have yet to see anybody else, any other collective, mm-hmm. put numbers next to what their goal is.
Yeah. Yeah. The breakdown is really cool. It's nice to see, like, this is exactly what we're paying money for.
Yeah. And it's also cool, like, imagining that, okay, so obviously we want them to get $2 million, right? $5 million. But say they come up to 90% of their goal. They already have their percentages laid out here where they can still divvy it up. Mm-hmm. Like, it may not be the exact numbers, but they have the relationships they mm-hmm. need, like, to do it right. So it's cool.
Absolutely. And as y'all know, we are heading down to Tallahassee this week to attend the Spring Charity Challenge that's held by the Micanopy 1851 Collective. This event is both raising awareness of the collective within the Greek community at FSU and is also raising money to create future opportunities for student athletes. So this is kind of, you know, just in lockstep with what Grambling is doing. To raise funds, sorority and fraternity members are competing to download and use the GiveBacks app and also purchase t-shirts for the event. So my question, we're excited for this. My question for all of our collective listeners, you know, there's a decent number of y'all out there. What kind of fundraising events are y'all doing or events to raise awareness of your initiatives? What are you hosting this year? What's going on?
Yeah, that's right. We want to hear from everyone. So all your collectives out there, what's going on? What big plans do you have for the year? Or has anything gone well in the past that you want to host again? Kind of like we're talking about with the Girl Scout mm-hmm. stuff. You know, what is going to be going on? What's the 411? We want to know.
What is the 411?
What's the 411?
Yes. So you actually send us an email. You can email me at christine@victoryfi.com or you can email wheeler@victoryfi.com. I'll put that in the show notes so you know all the spelling. We'd love to hear from y'all.
Yeah. Cool. So, you know, that's the kind of warm up, right? But, you know, we got to get to the meat of things, mm-hmm, right? And mm-hmm. today's episode is going to be short and sweet the way we like it. Again, it's post St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
What do you want from us?
Cut us a break, people.
What do you want? We had a great time. You should come visit us next time.
Yes.
In person.
Come
NIL
to the
deals.
Tent, people.
So we received listener mail. This is cool. About a correction to our news and facts segment from a few weeks ago. We incorrectly announced that the University of Connecticut launched CT Baseball Collective, probably due to the name. And it's just you know, sometimes things happen. The first baseball-specific collective at the university powered by startup NIL Ventures. And today, we're here to set the record straight.
Yes, we invited Liam Pierce, who is also an Alabama grad from NIL Ventures, to better explain this baseball-centered collective. So we're going to play that. It's just a short clip in our main segment. But, you know, just Got to get the facts right. That's important.
Should we go to news and facts?
Speaking of, let's do it. Our first piece of news ties right into our previous conversation. Cincy Reigns, the collective that supports Bearcat student athletes.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, has started the Let's Reign campaign. This campaign is a call for 7,000 donors to each donate $350 by July of this year. On July 1st, the Bearcats will officially join the Big 12, and they really want to show up strong. So they're starting this campaign, which is really, really neat. So I'm excited to follow along and see how they're going to inspire donors to give.
Cool, cool. Again, we have another fundraiser. The Memphis Redbirds and the 901 Fund are hosting a U of M night at AutoZone Park.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone. The Redbirds will be wearing a specialty on-field jersey that will be auctioned off to benefit the 901 Fund, a nonprofit NIL collective that supports the University of Memphis Tigers. Fans who win the auction will have the opportunity to meet players of that jersey after the game and get their jersey signed and autographed by their favorite student athletes.
That is really cool. This is a super unique and easy way to kind of initiate some NIL activity.
Really cool.
The Global Sport Institution at Arizona State University is hosting its annual Sun Devil Athletics Venture Challenge. The goal of this event is to establish new sports concepts that can be launched and scaled within the institution's facilities and programs. They're now accepting applications, and the finalists will enter a pitch competition in April. Very cool. That is a unique way to bring some innovation to Arizona.
That is really cool. We should join.
Yeah.
All right. We might do a podcast episode. We're going to apply for that. Let's go pitch. Why not? Who cares? Former Aggie running back Travion Williams and former student Alex Sinatra are teaching NIL to others. Alex Sinatra is a sports attorney and sports business consultant. She reached out to Travion to see if he would co-teach a law school class about her NIL and athlete advocacy at Texas A&M. The dean of the law school, who was so impressed, also wanted others outside of Texas A&M to benefit from their class, so they created workshops for law students and attorneys around the world who could also learn more about this topic.
That is really neat.
Spreading of information is awesome.
Yes, why not? Very cool. Very cool. The NACTA convention this June will include an NIL seminar hosted by Christy Dosh from the Business of College Sports and Michelle Meyer from the NIL Network. The agenda for this session features topics geared towards NIL for all divisions. That's really neat. I love that all these different conventions are continuing to include NIL information. It's still hot.
It's still hot and it's still getting going.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And we love seeing Christy Dosh in the news.
Absolutely. Go Christy Dosh. But mathlete time?
Let's do it. Hello, my name is Wheeler. I am the NIL mathlete. I won a trophy back in sixth grade, so you can trust my math. It is above, I know, 12 times 12. And 13 times 13.
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive. So, I don't know, guys. So, today we are talking about Degree. As part of their walk-on March Madness program, Degree is awarding 5 walk-on basketball student athletes $25,000 to cover the average cost and living expenses of 1 year in college. Athletes include Andre Johnson Jr. from UConn, Lauren Zetzwig from Notre Dame, Ronnie Porter from the University of Wisconsin, and Spencer Hubbard from Duke. A fifth player will be selected soon. These players will join 33 other athletes who are part of the Degree's Breaking Limits program. So over the past 5 years, the brand has committed over $5 million to breaking barriers that stand in the way of staying healthy and active as part of the program. According to Statista, in 2022, the Degree sales totaled over $579 million. Degree is owned by Unilever, which has an annual revenue for 2022 of, get this, $63.293 billion. Net income totaled over $8 billion in 2022, and so the $5 million campaign totals just 0.06 of Unilever's net income.
Just a little tiny bit.
I'll tell you what,
But cut those athletes in. That's huge.
If you get these big companies just given a fraction, it is incredible the power that it can go. We talked about Nike the other day, and that's kind of what inspired this. I just like seeing what the big companies are doing and like how they have so many resources, right? So even if you can just convince them to just do a little bit of what they're capable of, even a 0.06%, it's almost $1 billion.
You know? Yes.
It's a ton.
Huge, huge. Okay, so are you ready for the main segment?
I am.
Okay. As we mentioned before, we invited Liam Pierce from NIL Ventures to come on the podcast and explain a little more about NIL Ventures and the work they're doing with baseball players from several schools around the country. We really enjoyed speaking with Liam, even though he was in Europe and it was really late when he was talking to us during the interview, but he was still a great sport and it was really fun to talk to him. So let's let him set this record straight. Take it away, Liam.
So we are an NIL collective organization. We work with multiple schools, and the CT Baseball Collective is really just one of our offerings where we work with University of Connecticut student athletes on the baseball team. We are not associated with the university. We want to make that as clear as possible. we are not a nonprofit either. We work exclusively with the student athletes at these universities, and yeah, we want to make it clear because that seems to be where people get in trouble, is we are not affiliated with the universities we work with, just the student athletes on the teams we represent.
Okay, so how did you get started? So were you a baseball player? Like, how did you start working with baseball student athletes?
So I played baseball up through high school, and then college. I did not. I went to the University of Alabama, Roll Tide.
Me too, Roll Tide. Yeah. We only went to Auburn though, so yuck.
Yeah. Oh no. I'm done, actually. I think we made the 8th seed somehow in that tournament. I didn't even think we were going to make the tournament. So that's good. Good. And Bruce, maybe. I don't know. Y'all are going all the way. Go on.
So sorry, back to you. Back to you.
Yeah, so my college roommate had this idea, really, where he was kind of talking about how collectives are working and they seem like fundraising organizations, and kind of we're huge Alabama fans, we're huge sports fans. Kind of how we can get involved in this. We both, like I said, we're both huge sports fans, always starting these kind of entrepreneurial ventures. And he came up with the idea of, hey, if you look at the way the NIL rules are written, there's basically a student athlete has to provide some service and they can get cash, they can get some percentage. For example, you'll see a lot of people with like the swipe ups or like use my code and they'll get some percentage. So we were kind of looking at different models of how we can get involved in this kind of, it was almost like a Patreon type model where it's like people want to get interviews with these players. People want to get to know them a little bit better, whether it's national media or whether it's a recruit going to the school. So we kind of thought our opportunity there was, if we can make content with these student athletes on teams that we're interested in and teams that we think have really good fan bases, whether it's whether they're currently successful or have like a history of success, then we think there's a good opportunity for us to get involved. And on our website, we make it pretty clear that we take 15%. So I think the incentives line up really well for us, where we can best serve the student athletes, because the more we do, the more they get paid as well. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of our thought process in getting involved in this.
I love that. So how did you approach your first athletes? Like, obviously you got up to UConn. Like, how did you approach your athletes? Did you start at Alabama, or what did you do?
We've tried with Alabama. They seem to have NIL kind of under the, they have a really good hold on it. They have some nonprofit collective where they have coaches involved in making ads. So we've started off from the ground, just an Instagram account, as you guys can follow at NIL_ventures. But we just started DMing players with our idea. Basically, we reached out to schools that we thought, like we said, either were previously successful or were currently successful. And just, we were thinking kind of, what sport are we the most interested in? And what sport do we think has maybe, like, there's basically the biggest gap in coverage between what you see on TV versus kind of what's involved. And I don't know, we both love baseball, and I feel like every year there's like a clip or two in college baseball, whether it's somebody making some crazy play or just like they're throwing like the binocular, like they're always doing wild stuff in the dugout. So we were like, okay, I think this is kind of our opportunity here. So we started DMing baseball players at these programs and basically whatever started to hit, and now here we are. We're working with Connecticut and Rice right now, and we are looking to expand. So that's kind of how we got to start.
I love that. We have a lot of collective listeners who on our podcast, so hopefully they can reach out if they want to hear this. Yeah, how can people reach out to you and if they want to work with you?
Oh, you could find us on Instagram at NIL_ventures. You can go to NILventures.co. And then for the school collectives, we are at CT Baseball Collective for the University of Connecticut baseball team and H-Town Baseball Collective for the Rice University baseball team.
So very cool. Do you have anything else before we stop recording that you want to tell? Like, since you're in a correction corner, is there anything else you want to add?
We're currently only working with baseball schools, but our focus is going to be on the non-football sports, because we think everybody in NIL is all in on football, and we understand why. There's obviously the biggest market, but there are other sports where we think that alumni can get involved. We think there's fans and people want to hear more from the student athletes. So we are focusing on those sports.
I love that.
He did not sound like he was from London.
From London.
That was live from London. Leon, thank you so much. Like thanks for setting the record straight, right? It's also interesting that there was such an emphasis on getting, he wanted to correct the record, right? Because he didn't want to say he was associated with the school if they're not, because again, of the uncertainty of the rules, it's just like, it's so vague, right?
Yes.
So yeah, great job, Liam, getting that fixed. And we're more than happy to correct the record.
Yes.
We really, really just like speaking with Liam and plan to have him hop on for a longer segment. We really enjoyed talking NIL with him. So please feel free to reach out to him if you're interested in NIL or, you know, hooking up some of your baseball players with NIL opportunities.
Yes.
He's a great young man.
If we get your facts wrong, also reach out.
Look, facts, you know, it's a word people throw away, throw around these days. We said it.
Okay. So Nilly time. Wheeler, what Nilly has caught your attention recently?
Pringles. The company has signed three college basketball players known for their mustaches, dubbed the Pringles March Mustache Collection, Zaga's Drew Timmy, Virginia's Ben Vanderplas, and Duke's Derek Whitehead have signed NIL agreements. As part of their deals, Pringles has created limited edition collection featuring the three athletes. And let's see. As of today, didn't Duke get bounced? I think Duke got bounced and Virginia got bounced first round. So like of their investment into players, all we got left is Drew Timmy.
Uh-oh.
Who has his own podcast. You should check it out. He's big into stuff.
Very cool. And the cans are really, really cool.
They are cool. They are cool. And I mean.
Also, who wouldn't want to be at a Pringles can?
It's just, I don't know, but like, this is again, like monetizing in the moment, right? Because mm-hmm. you can't expect nobody in the world can predict a bracket, right? Mm-hmm. So like, if you're trying to invest in a player, you do want to get the most exposure possible, but like nobody gets the brackets right. Especially this year, mm-hmm. we have Princeton just marching through doing crazy things. We had FAU, they're going to be like outstanding. Charleston, I think, kind of got robbed, but I just think that like monetizing the moment is the future of this, right? It's like pick up a player now. Like Pringles Absolutely. Should make a can tomorrow for one of these athletes that are remaining for the Sweet 16.
Yes. Yes. No, absolutely. Very cool. Get on Nilly, everyone.
Plug.
Okay. So my Nilly, Continental Tire has created several promo videos that feature student athletes. And I picked this because they are so well done. They're called Smart Choice Sessions, and they're really high quality. The audio is so crisp. If you've listened to this podcast, you know we're still working on that constantly. Their video is so nice. It's just really great. They feature Grady Dick from Kansas, Drew Timmy, get it, baby, from Gonzaga, and Caleb Love, UNC. They're just really, really awesome. So I'll put a link to that just so you can see some quality video images. Like, oh.
Crisp. Well done. Absolutely.
Well done.
And they say man a lot.
They do say man a lot.
Man.
Yeah.
Man, this has been a good episode.
Man, this has been great. Do you want to lead us out?
Yeah, man. Hey, hey, man, thank you for listening today. All of you out there, if you'd like to learn more about Victrify's platform, visit Nilly.io. If you'd like to learn more about our framework compliance platform and financial literacy courses, visit victrify.com. If you'd like to learn more about our favorite recent Nillys from across the country, follow us on social media, unless you're a stalker.
Please, no stalkers.
We have a stalker.
Well, let's not tell.
Okay.
But yes, we do. Okay. Okay, we post a new Nilly daily. Follow us on Instagram at Name Image Likeness Podcast or on Twitter at VictoryFiNIL. Or if you want it all in one place, you can follow our drift. Also, please rate and review the podcast. Y'all are the best. And as the Cavender Twins would say, BFFR. Name Image Likeness is part of the Palm Tree Podco network of podcasts. The show is produced and edited by Anthony Palmer. Thanks to the team at Victrify for creating content for this week's episode.